众论坛主持曾宇恒。
今日中台大眾論壇，我哋同大家講下芬太尼危機究竟有幾咁嚴重，同埋究竟相關嘅執法同埋預防工作係點樣去做嘅咧？我哋有三位嘉賓嘅，分別有皇家騎警嘅蔡本傑警官啦 ，Crime Stoppers 滅罪熱線嘅行政總監 Linda Agnes 啦，咁仲有 Dare 組織嘅代表何思韻 Esther 嘅。如果大家想參與我哋討論嘅話，歡迎打電話上嚟604-271-1470 咁啊，休息之前啦，蔡本傑警官咧就講過話，其實喺嗰個皇家騎警嗰方面咧，其實都好希望咧，大家可以用一個好嘅工具叫 Crime Stoppers 滅罪熱線，用一個匿名嘅方法咧嚟到向警方提供啲線索。咁啊，提供嗰啲線索咧，對嗰個打擊啊、執法嘅工作咧都係好有用咁啦。So we talk to Linda about the work at Crime Stoppers. So we have heard about, I think a lot of our audience heard about Crime Stoppers for so many years, but I think maybe our listeners rarely call Crime Stoppers. So first of all, give a brief introduction. How does Crime Stoppers work?
Thank you. Crime Stoppers is a completely not-for-profit organization. We are not the police. We're completely independent. And we allow people to contact us that might know something about some criminal activity. And when they call us, they remain anonymous.Right through the whole process. So if somebody is arrested and charged, goes to court, they will never ever know who it was that called in the Crime Stoppers tip. The tipster always remains anonymous.
So, 咁我啱啱咧就問啊 Linda 啦，究竟係即係好多人其實都聽過滅罪熱線嘅，但係打過滅罪熱線嘅人咧，其實好多時都唔係好多嘅啫。咁究竟呢個滅罪熱線係點樣運作嘅咧？咁佢就話咧，滅罪熱線咧就係一個係非牟利組織，係一個獨立於警隊嘅一個嘅組織嚟嘅。咁啊，當大家打電話去嘅時候咧，就係、是、提供啲線索啦。咁啊，從頭到尾都係保持呢個匿名嘅，冇人知道咧佢哋嘅打電話去嘅嗰啲人嘅身份係邊個。去到這個的案件調查完畢要拿上去法庭去來到審訊的時候呢，打電話的人呢也都是不需要上庭作證的，所以那個身份呢、那個資料是完全保密的。 So does it sound like a voicemail when people call, or will there be a live person taking calls?
There's always a live person taking calls, and you can call Crime Stoppers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.And it doesn't matter what language you speak, we take tips in 115 different languages. So if you call in and you happen to be speaking Mandarin or Cantonese, and all you have to do at the beginning of the call is just say what language it is that you speak.
It sounds like 911 when people call 911. If they don't want to speak English, they can say Cantonese and there will be a Cantonese operator taking over the call.
Absolutely. The only difference is we don't want your name and we don't know from where you're calling from.
咁我就問啦，究竟嗰、那個打電話去滅罪熱線打到去嗰度之後會係點樣樣嘅咧？究竟係好似一個嘅留言信箱咁講低就得，還是會係有一個真人嚟到去聽電話咧？咁 Linda 就話咧係會有職員咧係會係接聽電話啦，係真係有人同你對答嘅。一星期七日，每日24小時都會聽電話嘅。咁任何佢哋咧係提供115種嘅語言嘅服務啦。咁只要打電話去，好似打911咁樣樣，打到去大家話 Cantonese 咁樣樣，即係廣東話啦。咁跟住咧就會有一位接聽廣東話嘅一位嘅接線生咧，就會去聽你嘅電話噶啦。咁同911咧個運作差唔多嘅。但係咧，大家就係喺嗰個對話當中咧，就千祈唔好咧係講自己嘅身份啦，亦都唔好講自己嘅嗰個嘅身處嘅地方喺邊一度啦。只要留低個即係、就是、留低個線索，保持匿名，唔好俾其他嘅個人資料佢咧，咁就可以噶啦。So when people call and leave tips at Crime Stoppers, what will happen after?
So what happens is we review the information again to make sure that the person's identity will not be revealed in any way, because sometimes people will refer to my neighbor across the street at a certain address. So we take that out of the tip so that we then pass the information along to the police. We're the middle step between the tipster and the police, and then the police will go and investigate the tip.
咁我就問阿 Linda 啦，即係當大家打咗呢個滅罪熱線上去，提供咗呢啲嘅資料啊線索之後會發生啲咩事咧？咁就話咧滅罪熱線嗰方面咧，會首先咧係要留意下嗰個嘅那個線索嘅內容係乜嘢嘢先咧？會唔會有任何啲資料咧係會暴露咗嗰個打電話去個舉報人嘅身份？例如話邊一條街嘅邊一個門牌係我嘅鄰居咁樣樣，咁如果有呢啲資料嘅話咧，佢哋係會攞走嘅。咁當佢哋咧係睇過呢啲資料，係唔會有任何嘅線索咧係會暴露咗嗰個舉報人身份之後咧，佢哋就會將呢啲線索咧就係交俾警察咧，等警察嚟到去進行呢一個嘅調查工作噶啦。So, the topic today is about the fentanyl crisis and how people should get involved and to fight this crisis. So, what role does Crime Stoppers play in this overdose fentanyl crisis?
If anyone knows about anyone that's involved in trafficking, importing, or using fentanyl illegally, they should call Crime Stoppers.And how they would reach Crime Stoppers, they would dial 1-800-222-8477.
其實咧，Crime Stoppers 滅罪熱線嗰方面咧，其實都好希望咧大家去知道咧，如果係大家知道有任何人係非法咁樣嚟到去進口啦，或者非法咁樣去使用呢啲嘅芬太尼或者其他毒品咁樣都好啦，都要打電話俾佢哋喺去嗰個滅罪熱線啦。咁個號碼咧就係1-800-222-8477嘅。So, why does the Crime Stoppers really want to emphasize the importance of giving tips when the community faces crisis? Why is it so important for people to call?
It's very important because the police can't do anything if they don't have the information. And sometimes people are afraid. Maybe they're afraid of retaliation or they're afraid that...You know, the person they're reporting is going to find out and they're going to be very angry at them. So Crime Stoppers provides people that are nervous to call the opportunity to call anonymously.
咁我就問咧，即係我哋講啊呢個嘅毒品啊、芬太尼呢個危機嘅時候，點解滅罪熱線會覺得咁重要咧？大家要去打電話嚟到去舉報啦，咁樣樣。咁Linda 咧就話咧，其實咧係好緊要嘅，因為咧警察係需要任何嘅線索嚟到去調查呢一個嘅毒品嘅進口啊，或者係使用啊，或者分發啊、管有啊、製造呢啲嘅咁樣嘅問題啦。知道其實有很多人都係好擔心如果舉報咗之後咧，呢啲犯罪分子咧係會有一啲嘅知道佢哋邊一個，咁跟住咧就會有一啲嘅報復啊，或者係咁樣嘅行為啦。咁所以佢哋都好希望咧係透過呢個滅罪熱線咧，係俾一個匿名嘅方法啦，大家好安全咁樣嚟到去提供呢啲線索嚟到去幫助警察嚟到去調查嘅工作嘅。And you mentioned that the caller to the Crime Stoppers don't need to testify in court.When it leads to a court case or an allegation.
That's absolutely correct. They never ever have to testify in court. They never ever talk directly to a policeman. They never deal with the police. They deal only with Crime Stoppers.And it's always anonymous.
咁亦都係要俾大家知道，如果係喺呢個嘅罪案啊，或甚至特別我哋今日提到嘅呢一個芬太尼啊毒品危機嘅時候，如果大家係提供咗呢啲線索嘅話咧，係唔需要擔心係會有警方接觸你，因為舉報人咧係只會同呢個嘅滅罪熱線嚟到去聯絡嘅啫，唔會有警察嚟到去同你接觸嚟到去攞資料啦，更加咧係唔需要你去呢個嘅法庭嚟到去作证嘅，咁所以咧一切都系匿名啦，亦都可以唔需要担心啦，系俾人知道咧你嘅身份喺边度。And there's actually people may be curious about this. There is a monetary reward for any tips that leads to an investigation, right?
That's absolutely correct. We pay up to $2,000 in reward money for very useful information or information that leads to the arrest of an individual.
Mm-hmm. So how would that work?
So when the tipster calls in, the tipster is given a number. We make no further contact with the tipster, but we ask the tipster if they're interested in getting a reward or finding out what the outcome is to call us back after 60 days. The tipster will then give us their number, and if they're eligible for a reward, we will ask them if they or a friend, they can designate whoever they want, will meet a Crime Stoppers volunteer, and we meet in a very public place, and we pay them cash. We just give them an envelope.
咁咧，呢一個嘅 Crime Stoppers 咧，其實大家打電話去滅罪熱線，如果嗰啲線索係有用，可以帶嚟一個嘅調查嘅話咧，咁呢啲嘅舉報人咧，其實係會得到一個嘅現金嘅一個嘅獎勵嘅。咁係點樣去運作嘅咧？咁因為隱姓埋名噶嘛，真係匿名噶嘛，咁 Crime Stoppers 所以點樣揾到你咧？嗱，就係咁樣樣嘅，你打電話去提供咗啲資料之後咧，咁嗰個接線生咧就會俾一個嘅號碼。俾你啦，咁你呢一個嘅匿名嘅舉報人咧，就係攞住呢個號碼，咁啊大約60日之後咧，再打電話翻去呢一個 Crime Stoppers 嗰度，講翻個號碼俾佢聽，就問下究竟呢一啲嘅資料咧，係咪可以幫助到警方咧，可以開始到一個調查行動咧？咁如果係有用嘅話咧，咁啊會有一個嘅現金嘅獎勵啦。咁佢哋咧就會係點樣樣咧，約去一個嘅公眾嘅地方，咁可以舉報人。自己去又得，或者揾個朋友去又得，我着咩顏色嘅衫啊，乜嘢嘅特徵啊，咁樣喺一個公眾嘅地方，咁我嗰個嘅 Crime Stoppers 嘅義工咧，用個信封裝住一啲現金俾咗錢咧，咁跟住就大家俾咗個錢之後咧，咁就係會散開㗎啦，咁咧就唔會再見到面㗎啦，咁所以呢一個咧都係一個嘅匿名嘅方法嚟俾翻呢個嘅現金嘅獎勵俾大家嘅。
And actually, that number may be useful if the tipster or the caller may have additional information to provide after one call. They can refer to that number and say, oh, this is the same file and I have additional info to provide. Is that how it works?
That's absolutely correct. And we really encourage people to call us back if they know more information and to keep calling us to provide that to us.
同樣啦，如果係舉報人咧，佢哋打完一次電話之後，發覺，咦，原來我仲有一啲嘅額外嘅資料咯，可以提供嘅喎，都可以咧用翻同一個嘅號碼咧，即係打翻電話上去啦，講翻同一個嘅個貼嘅號碼啦。 咁咧就知道係同一個嘅檔案，咁就話我有啲嘅更多嘅資料可以提供啦，咁咧就可以幫助到警察嚟到查案㗎啦。咁啊，所以咧，如果大家打過一次嘅話，跟住有額外嘅線索可以提供嘅話咧，其實可以再打多一次嘅。Why
don't we take a short break right now? We'll come back and talk more.
我哋休息一陣，先跟住轉頭翻嚟咧，我哋繼續同三位嘉賓，分別有皇家騎警啦、 Crime Stoppers 同埋 Dare 呢個組織嘅，講下呢一個嘅。 對付呢個芬太尼嘅毒品危機啊，有啲咩嘅執法同埋係預防工作可以做得到嘅？如果大家想參與我哋嘅討論嘅話，歡迎打電話上嚟604-271-1470